And the real upturn in the Bass funds came under Margaret Thatcher. David Drew was the director then. I was his deputy. We went up and we were given a half-hour slot. We were going to tell her about our work and how important it was.
This is after the Falklands War.
This is after the Falklands. They wanted a reason for the British presence down there rather than just the we're sitting on the land so it's ours sort of thing, a good reason to sell to the country for providing the support for being down there. As I say, we were given a half-hour slot, and I remember going in there, and David was going to do the talk. I was sorting out the slides, and Baker came in. He was Minister of Education and Science at the time. He said, "Show me your slides." And I said, "I'm sorry." I said, "They're in order, and we don't know when the Prime Minister's coming in." "Now, look, I want to see the slides." And we're having this argument when she came in. Baker was looking daggers at me and thought, "Well, that's the end of my career," sort of thing. But then Maggie Thatcher, it was said that she had a 5-minute retention span. If you haven't got her attention by then, forget about it. Anyway, before 5 minutes was up, she'd kicked her shoes off and she'd curled up on a chaise lounge like women do. And there was an audible gasp around. You could, well, it wasn't quite audible, but you could feel it. As all sycophants, you know, they all relaxed because the Prime Minister was relaxed and enjoying herself. Anyway, nearly an hour and a half later, this guy that kept coming in and whispering in her ear, and she was like that, finally she succeeded in getting through, and she stood up. She said, "Gentlemen, I'm terribly sorry. I've got to go. There's somebody I've got to see." She still took time out to go into a darkened area of the room where the technicians were that had helped us carry the gear and set it up to thank them. And then she disappeared. Well, we packed up and we went outside and there was a blaze of television lights and cameras and everything. We thought, "My God, we made it." And then we suddenly realised that it must have been an ambassador or somebody really important in the political scene that was coming to see her. And anyway, it was within the week that she went to give her famous "We Are Now Green" speech to the Royal Society, and we all said it was due to our talk. And that's when we started having money, and it was always ring-fenced, and that really did annoy NERC because they couldn't touch it. It was ring-fenced.